But I want to change the pace a little bit because I may have seen the geographical program this past week. Anybody see that? They had the topics of the store of God and trying to explain where God came from, what God was doing, so forth, how he came about. A fellow by the name of Morgan Freeman was the narrator of this, and I heard about it, and so I watched 2 hours. There was 3 hours of it. I watched 2 hours of it. That's about all I could take, but I watched it anyhow. And I want to go over a few thoughts with you because you can understand why this world is going like it is. Because we have so many gods today that people don't know who the true God is. And those who do stand as a minority in the world of who the God is, or if someone said they believe in the true God, they give characteristics about him that is not God. And so they fall in line for so many people who believe there's not a God. Did you know it's easier today to believe there's not a God probably than ever in man's history? Because we've been taught every way possible. And think about the millions of people that saw this. It came out after, if they look at it, I think there's another week of it. After they come out of looking at it, they'll be more confused than ever. And I jotted down, I got me a pencil and started jotting down some things. And I just bear with me a few minutes because, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't get and understand who the true and living God is, there's no hope for us. Now, you'd have to agree with that. There is no hope for us. We don't understand who the living God is. Now, they say that we say that our God's this God of the Bible. By the way, that's correct. We say their books are written by man. They say our book is written by man, but we say God inspired those who wrote this book. They say, well, these people say they were inspired too. Well, let's look at a few comments tonight that I just jotted down. For instance, they were talking about creation. And here's one of the factors that came out. And probably a man, well, it's not saved to listen to this, or an individual not saved, would have thought this when they heard. They said that God is not outside of space and time. God is space and time. Now, what you say, how can that damage? Because God, if God is space and time, ladies and gentlemen, then there's a lot of things that's going on that attribute to him that can't be of a true God. So our God created space and time. He's not just space and time. He's the creator of space and time. And space and time, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you can look at all you want to. It has no life. Has no life whatsoever except in the making of laws when it comes to a matter being created and then reforming in different ways. And so they said, well, God, and look at all the gods, that God really is space and time. They said also that God used the Big Bang theory and evolution for creation, and he set boundaries for life. And because of that, creation is still going on today. This is how they look at space, and they see these new planets, and some disintegrating and not existing, and others coming in. And they say that creation, God, this source of power or energy, created this through the Big Bang and evolution theory as far as the planet Earth is concerned. And that seems to be a good answer when you don't believe in the true and living God. It certainly satisfies a lot of people more so today because we're so educated in life. But we know this, that when you think about God creating, ladies and gentlemen, he created everything by the word of his mouth and flung everything in space by the finger of his fingers. And Brother Bailey and I was talking the other night after service, and he was talking about the light that traveled 186,000 miles a second. And he made a statement that how true it is. I didn't get into that. I did have notes, but I didn't get into that offhand. That sometimes some people say, well, if God made galaxy drama yonder million miles away, then it took so many years to get here, we'd be alive and wouldn't even see it because light hadn't got here yet. You got to keep in mind, folks, when God created everything, and Brother Bailey hit it right on the head, when God created everything, he created as it was. He didn't create a drama and then let light get here. He created a drama and the light, and everything existed in a minute at that time. Now things are coming in order of space now may have some trouble getting light here because we see things that are happening. There are sometimes new things are taking place in space, and when those things happen, you would see if it was a star that formed through some nova of some kind or another, if it did form, then we may never see the light here just being where it's at. Or if it's within so many hundreds of thousands of years, and God in time of gone, he might see the light. But when God created everything, he said it was good then. He didn't have to wait to see where the light was at. Wherever it was needed, it was there at that time. They can't get that, though. They think, well, God used this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing thing. They won't believe God created it like we know he created it scripturally, but they think that he creates it through the Big Bang and through evolution. What's the difference? The difference is God don't have to use methods like they say. The difference is people believe that, don't believe in the true and living God. Because when you begin to take away the power of the God who did this creation and add something to it to try to make him explainable, then everybody who hears about it knows that they don't understand who he is, and therefore they give it some type of power within their own self to come up with an answer that we're asking, who are we, why we're here, how do we get here, and these type of things. So they said this. They said, not one moment of creation, but many moments of creation. And because there's one moment of creation, he said, even the day, there's moments of creation. That's what we'll find in a lot of places. Be able to study certain places, and then if we keep records of that, and maybe sometime later we see something also that come into that situation, which will be created. They also said all places where things were created also collapses. And they see that. We know sin brought about collapse around what we know. Sin destroys everything. Sin is just a means of measuring deterioration in life. But they're seeing that there are big, huge asteroids and stars that collapse. And they're right. Everything we see certainly has a tendency to create, or has a tendency to be destroyed or to collapse. The only thing about it is, where sin has not contaminated anything in the future, we don't know how God's going to do that with us. I know this, so I believe we're going to have the universe to our disposal as born-again children of God when we get to heaven. Now, here's the thing that gets me. They said, all do not share the same creation story, but all the gods have their story. Ladies and gentlemen, it can't be one. I mean, if I hear that, I'd automatically say, wait a minute here. If you've got so many of these, by the way, there's many, many. You can't even begin to count the stories of creation. They went through the major denomination or major religious belief as far as what they said about creation. And so they say that share the same creation. And here's what they said. And because this is the God of these people, and they're just as sincere as anyone else, they said, these beliefs should unite us rather than divide us. In other words, to believe all of these, that who can be right, since we don't really can prove who's right, then what these people believe that their God has sent them should unite us, not divide us. God teaches us in this book that he's the only God, and we have to be divided for all the rest. But see, they don't like us because of that. God says, you shall have no other God before thee. By the way, when he told Israel that, he meant everybody else too. And so we understand. And so I got these little notes down. I'll keep these for a while because these are things that whereas you had a chance to speak, but nobody would listen to this to start with. They said each faith has a dozen personal chosen by their gods. Every faith has a number of people chosen by their gods. They said all religious leaders believe God chose them in their position. And they believe it as strong as any other religious belief, and no reason to doubt that. Because their lies prove in what they... As a matter of fact, when you take Christianity and separate from the rest, many of these people who believe in false gods, life prove more so their gods are real than Christians do the real God. Isn't that a shame? We who have the real God, man alive, we ought to be, but we see what happens. It's so easy in the age of grace for a Christian to get in line with the world rather than in line with God. These people, though, are so strong in what they believe, they fall right in line if they're going to trust that. And that they believe, whether it be beat themselves or present themselves before their God or whatever it may be. And then they went on and said, they began to name some. And so they said that Jesus was chosen by God for the Jew. By the way, Jesus was chosen by God for the Gentile too. Amen. Amen? But they go there. They say that he was to the Jews because the Old Testament is that time. By the way, not only that God had chose Jesus to be and come to this earth as his son, he did it before the foundation of the world. That proves he's God. He didn't come along and just make up something. I mean, Jews didn't make this up. Did you know that? By the way, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that the Jews were the chosen people of God and they didn't have nothing to do about it? We fail that sometimes. It's God who called Abraham out and went, and Abraham didn't have one thing to do about it except obey God. Now, if you get that in line to the Old Testament, then you understand Romans 8 a little bit, because you and I in Jesus Christ were chosen, but we were chosen in Christ when we went through the door. We had a right to choose. And to choose, God gave this. He said, this is what you get. And this Bible tells us, in God. This is what you get in Jesus Christ. You, if you're not in Him, you're not part of this family that God is talking about. And He becomes our Father at that point. We're going to look at that a little bit later as we get into the study of the lesson too. He said, Muhammad was also chosen by their God for Islam. They said even a Hussein man suffered for his people too in a religious sect of this in the Middle East. The Hindus have their God, which they have people who say that their God chose the main ones for them. And they keep moving in that direction, that whereas one person is chosen, then that person delegates authority to others. They said even the Catholic Church, the Pope was chosen of God for them. They said the guru, this is what got me, the guru in Hindu was chosen by God. Now, they spent a lot of time here. And there was a person that they said, there was a lady to talk to, said that she'd always wanted to go and meet the guru in Hindu and in India. And when they have their special days, they went there with a group and filmed her going to the Hindu religion where the guru was supposed to be at. Man, they had a tremendous ceremony. Gold and all kinds of precious metal materials and dressed in the pageant of the time. It really looked, hey, it was more than the scribes and Pharisees. I mean, for our day, it was a put-on thing. And she was watching for this guru to come out. And so they said when the time comes, the guru would come out and be put in a certain place, and everybody can observe it and you know, and talk and do for it, so forth. Well, I thought I was going to see a man. But wait a minute. It used to be a man, but now it's not a man. And they come out, and everybody's looking. They had these men, took them on the shoulder, and it was a book. How many knew that? I did not. I thought the day, it used to be a man, but it's not now. It's a book. And the leaders are those who follow the book. And he went and showed this thing, and they said that in this book, the guru was chosen. And now what happened was, during the years, they said that the men had so many desires and fleshly ways and changing things rather than being consistent, that the book was written by a guru, and now the book itself is what they worship because that's their information. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I've been told that I worship this book, but I want you to know I don't worship this book. I worship the God of this book. And there's a difference in that. They can't worship the God of the guru because more than one wrote that thing. But this is God's word. Now, this is the written word about the living word. And therefore, this tells me everything I need to know about God, His plan, His purpose. And if I learn what I need to learn, then I'll grow a lot in grace and knowledge for the glorified body one day when I get on the other side. But here he said this, that this book was a book of personality, and it was in and on paper now, so that nobody could change it. Don't you think the leaders would change it if they wanted to? Yeah. They're saying now it'll be consistent right on. I mean, the guru could get up and this person would get up. He may change some things and then he'd die. Because, by the way, they're like the priest of the Old Testament. They all die. Yeah. And then the next one would come up and they'd be pointed in a lineage or somehow or another. And he may change some things. And it said, evidently, if I got the context of this thing, so many things began to change. They finally wrote a book and called that the guru. The thing of worship. And so that's what they used. Then it said in the 1900s, there was an Indian tribe in Dakota that a woman was taught that she was a chosen one to respect Mother Earth. And then they went on and said, whatever one's faith may be, we need them. No, I don't, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I know we get a lot of names, and if you live for Christ like you should, you're going to be needing a lot of things too. I don't need nothing but God of this Bible. And that comes through Jesus Christ. So when I say that I need the God of this Bible, that means I need Jesus Christ first. Without Him, I'll never know the God of this Bible. Because there's no way you can understand this book without the Holy Spirit. And there's no way you can get the Holy Spirit without the new birth. And no way to get the new birth without Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you enter about the knowledge, it all leads back to Jesus Christ sooner or later to get to God. But because of that, and God has sanctioned that in His Word, it becomes the tool of the day that many won't believe because we have so many people teaching so many different things in life. And that's the reason you have the Jew and Gentile hated by most religious groups, because there's something about the name of their God and Jesus Christ and this book that kind of overrides everything else, just when it's read or when it's said, that you get the rebellion back from that. They say people connect with God in different ways. Now, why wouldn't they believe that? If I was just born in this world, and I begin to look at all the religions of the world, and there's thousands of them when you get that down to them, some maybe a few hundred major ones, but when you break it off, there's just thousands of different ways of gods. And I'd get to it, not knowing who the true and living God, I'd realize that maybe we do connect to God a different way. I say to you, God, Allah, is not my God. And I say that, and right now, we're told if you say that, it's dangerous, even in America, when this is a place that started out to worship the true and living God. And so here, these gods, what they're saying, we're connected with God in different ways. And whatever one's faith may be, they say we need it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you something. If we need it, why is there such fighting in so many places just because of religious attitudes and things? I don't need that kind of faith, do you? I don't want that kind of faith. And I realize, on the other hand, to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ is to take a stand. But don't mean I take weapons up and start out a crusade with shooting people like that. God's word itself is powerful enough. That's the reason we have the problem we have today. And then Joe Osteen was interviewed. Of course, he would be. And here's what he said. God wants to be your best friend. They asked him, he said, oh, no. God wants to be your best friend. No matter who he is, we happen to believe the God of the Bible, but God wants to be your best friend. No, I'm sorry, he's wrong. God wants to be our Heavenly Father. He wants to be a child of God. And he loves us. He does that. But he wants to be more than a friend, because he is the one who's Listen, I'm an Ennis, not a friend to the Ennis family. In my inner family, I'm an Ennis. I'm born into that family. And I'm a child of God because I've been born in the family of God. Now, I know this. Love has a way to draw us together and so forth. And they said this. When it comes to God being a Heavenly Father relationship, they may accept that from a Christian standpoint as long as you believe that, but don't condemn anybody else. So, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going on. And by the way, 3 hours of this, can you imagine what people sat there if they looked at? I guarantee you a lot of folks did, because there is an interest in knowing who God is and what he's doing. You know that? But the thing about it is, when you hear that, you can't come out without a puzzled mind. And I can just see someone saying, no matter where they're at, well, they're so confused, what difference would it make? I believe. I just have to believe this. And it seemed to work for me. I experienced this. God must be this. And next thing you know, you just got another God. They said the Hindus had thousands of gods. They showed them in some of the temples. And they showed them what was this and what was that. Everything that came up, there was a God. It could be for weather. It could be for storms. It could be for animals. Everything. Of course, we know animals is one of the factors they talk about reincarnation. So I thought that might be a little insert to put into you. Aren't you glad? You know, we don't know a lot, and I'm glad you don't have to know a lot. Just know the true and living God. Amen. And you know what someone say? That's all you people go around talking. You can't get along with nobody. I'm going to tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be wrong some of the time, but we're not wrong all the time. And I'll tell you another thing. When it comes out the end, this God will come out on top. Amen. This is the one all the others will stand before one day. And when I say that, we don't say that to be aggressive and antagonistic, try to be against someone out of hatred. We say that because God put a love in our heart. Say, just listen to us. Let us read and teach it to you. Listen to us and let God do the rest. If this book can be taught into the ears of someone and God can't change their mind, we don't need to worry about that. The fact is, God wants us to teach it in turn that where somebody could understand it. And the only way to do that is have the Holy Spirit help us.